young woman when I was a nurse.
Yes.
See, I had to be groomed to be a nursing job. Mm-hmm. And I went to take up my nursing when I was in Chicago. In Chicago. Mm-hmm. I went to Chicago and I taken up nursing there. Mm-hmm. And then I went to nursing school, learned the fire drill.
Yeah.
And then when I come, I taken arthritis and I had to come back here to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to come back to Jacksonville. And so when I come back to Jacksonville, I've been here. I ain't been out of Jacksonville no more.
Mm-hmm.
I quit going about there.
Yeah.
I just stayed here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. These are a few questions. I'd like to ask you. Have good reason. In an old house, if you had a stove, what would you call the part of the stove that would carry the smoke out from the house?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. If you were building a fire, what kind of wood would you use to build a fire?
Splinter wood.
Yes. Uh-huh. If you had a big log to go in the back of a fire to throw heat out, what would you call that?
I don't know, because I ain't bothered with nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you talk about, what you call. What you mean by a rod when you want to clean out the ashes or something out the stove?
Uh-huh. Well, say if you had a fireplace, you know, a brick fireplace.
Yeah.
And you were building a fire, how would you do that? How would you begin?
Well, with splinter wood.
Yes.
And you'll put the splinters and the thing in on the fireplace and light it. I don't know exactly how we did it, but I didn't bother with that much.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy would always do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know nothing about much about that.
Uh-huh. What would you call, you know, in front of a fireplace, what would you call this small, this place in front of the fireplace that might be made of stone?
The hearse.
Mm-hmm. And you might have something made of iron in a fire to support the logs, to hold them.
I know what you're talking about there, because they had two iron rods to put it on, but now I've forgotten what you call that. What you call that?
I think it's andirons. Would you ever call them?
I don't know what to call that.
Andirons or fire irons?
The fire irons. I know there's fire irons that you put the wood across.
Yeah.
In the fireplace and the splinters and things under the wood and it starts burning.
Yeah.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What you call that, because I'm used to that, because I know. Mm-hmm. When I was in, all the time we had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
and them rods, the thing, two rods, and they was up on.
Mm-hmm.
Things and one on each side in the fireplace, and they put the wood across there, the back log, they called it, the
yes,
wood.
Back log.
Mm-hmm. Yes, put that across there. And the fire go to burning, and it burned.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Yeah. What would you call the place on top of a fireplace that you might, you know, you might set things on it? Maybe a board on top of the fireplace.
No, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember nothing like that.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call this a mantelpiece?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello. Huh?
Would you ever call that a mantelpiece?
Oh, you mean on the fireplace up top there? Yeah, that's what that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what you call it?
Uh-huh. A mantle board or
something. Anyhow, I've forgotten what you call that.